Hi, you've reached the Jonas.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm curious because I've got bills on my credit card statement that I don't know that I've purchased anything. So I'm hoping you can help me.
Yes. May I please have your zip code?
80922.
80922. You said 80922?
Yes.
Okay. May I please have your first and last name?
Sure. It's Brad Jonas, J-O-N-A-S.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
5890 in Stone Circle, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80922.
Thank you. Allow me a brief moment to pull up your account, please.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Thank you for holding.
Sure.
Okay, so I did pull up your account, and it says that on September 26th, you placed the order for the generator, and you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
Generator?
Yes. A Craftsman generator?
Well, I haven't received any generator.
Okay, let's see. So give me a brief moment to look over your account. Okay, so it was an entry to win the generator. And the terms and conditions states that you had about 2 days to call in and cancel if you don't receive anything, if you didn't win, before you're billed in full for that. Well, let me just read the terms and conditions to you.
Okay, well, whatever it was, I certainly don't need a generator, and I don't know why. I don't know what this is, some sort of scam, but I don't need anything like this. So this all needs to be removed from my accounts, or whatever account this is.
Okay, so I definitely can go ahead and cancel it out for you. That way you won't receive any more reoccurring charges, because your most recent charges was November 29th and November 28th.
Okay, so that would be three charges at $67.32
plus
I'm looking at two statements where the last time it was billed was November 6th, so the next statement's going to show another charge.
Yes, you was billed on November 6th for the generator, and you was billed, you was billed on October 2nd for the generator. Now,
Yes. The
terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before you billed in full, so it was like a monthly reoccurring charge.
Okay, so I definitely can
go ahead and cancel out that account for you, so you won't receive anything else. Allow me a brief moment to do so.
Okay, all right. So they're gonna reimburse me for these, correct?
Now, due to those terms and conditions being there,
no. You're not gonna just charge me for nothing.
So I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, I will. No, I'll call the fraud department. You get this off of here, and I'll call the fraud department.
Okay, so.
Okay, so you take off what you got. You tell me what you're going to do, and then I'll get a fraud department involved because this is bullshit.
Yes, sir. So you're stating that this is fraud? That you didn't make
these
charges?
Yes, this is fraud. This is fraud.
Did you sign up?
I did not sign up for this. No, no.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So if you didn't sign up for it, I would have to go ahead and cancel it and get you over to our fraud department.
Okay, well, whatever you've got to do, because somebody on your end is going to get their ass sued or get this taken care of, one or the other.
So just to let you know, we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order.
I will prosecute as well.
Right, without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge of $5.74.
I don't recall doing any of this.
Okay. So allow me a brief moment.
I have no need for a generator. That's why I'm calling about these charges.
Okay. So allow me a brief moment to cancel out your account and get you over to our fraud department. One moment, please.
Yeah, this is bullshit. I don't know who's trying to cheat me out of money here.
I'm still here.
I don't care. I thought you were going to send me to the fraud department.
Yes, sir. Please allow me another moment, please. Thank you for holding. I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
That cancellation is C as in Charlie, 262-899-590.
Okay, so what does that do?
That cancel out the whole account. So please allow me to... I'm sorry?
What about the $261.40 you guys...
Yes, sir, so I'm about to... Yes, sir. So I'm about to get you over to our fraud department so you can discuss that with them. Give me 1 second to get you transferred.
Thank you very much. I know this isn't your fault, but so I'm sorry to take it out on you, but yeah, this is ridiculous. Okay, thank you.
I do understand your frustration. Please allow me a moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, go get this credit card number and give me the fraud department so I can call them. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for holding. I'm about to transfer you. I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day. Please hold for my transfer.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.